From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now. Coming up, the toll the war in Afghanistan is taking on Afghan civilians.
But first, that Air Force cheating scandal. By the end of the day today, the 34 officers at the Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana, suspected of cheating on proficiency exams, will have been retested. But the scandal is not going away. The officers literally held the keys to U.S.-based nuclear missiles. The Air Force uncovered the cheating during a drug investigation. It's being called the biggest such scandal in the nuclear missile launch force. Here's Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James yesterday scrambling to stay ahead of the story.
This is absolutely unacceptable behavior, and it is completely contrary to our core values in the Air Force. And as everybody here knows, the number one core value for us is integrity.
But for months, the Associated Press has been reporting problems in the Air Force nuclear mission: burnout, safety violations, inspection failures, breakdowns in training. Reporter Robert Burns joins us. And Bob, as we said, the Air Force first began questioning nuclear missile crews in a drug investigation. It then uncovered the test cheating scandal. You were first to report it. How important are these tests that were cheated on, proficiency tests?
These proficiency tests are written examinations that are given every month. And the missile crews that operate the missiles have to score a certain percentage correct on these tests every month in order to remain certified. But they also have to actually be certified in a simulator that simulates the actions they take or would take if they were to launch a missile, as sort of a separate thing they do also. And this is in between the times when they go out into the underground command post in the field and actually stand alert, as they call it, and spend 24 hours. They're responsible for any possible war orders that might come from the president.
Is there any question, just taking that up for a second, that that standing alert for 24 hours might be leading to some of the things that you discovered, like burnout?
From what I've been able to determine after looking into this for a number of months is that it's a combination of things that seem to be weighing on this force. Keep in mind, these are generally very junior officers. Some of them are on their first tour in the Air Force, so they're, you know, in their early 20s. They're lieutenants in some cases, fresh out of high school or college. Another factor that seems to fit into this is it's kind of a mindset question that there seems to be a diminished status within the Air Force of these people who perform this mission. After the Cold War ended, it was thought that it wasn't going to be a nuclear war, and therefore, although they had to keep operating these missiles, there just wasn't the urgency and the commitment, it seems, to excellence that they had during the Cold War.
Well, you know, and this comes as there are rumblings. You see the occasional column and discussion about getting rid of the Air Force entirely to cut the Pentagon budget. So that's going on alongside this. But meanwhile, this test cheating is discovered. How did the officers cheat?
The only thing that they've described in any detail is that at least one of them text messaged answers to his colleagues or her colleagues to let them to give them the answers on the test. Although the investigation was described yesterday as just getting started, they know that at least 34 people were involved. And so there could be additional information coming to light in the days and weeks ahead on this.
Yeah. Well, and there are other background stories. In October, the general who commands the nuclear missile force was fired for drunkenness at a nuclear exercise in Russia. And back in May, you reported on how in an email, one officer complained of rot in his force. So this has been unraveling for a while. Any sense of what might happen going forward?
Well, that's a good question. It's one that we're going to be watching very closely. My feeling is that this is a really a matter that's oriented on the people, not only these young people who were operating the missiles, but the people who were leading them, the older people who were in charge. You know, their professionalism, their pride in their job, their competence, their morale. And these qualities, at least in a minority of this missile force, are now being called into question.
Yeah. And Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James, who we just heard from, has only been on the job for 4 weeks. A sense that she's perhaps having to be brought up to speed.
That's right. She said, in fact, when she described what they knew about this cheating investigation, that she was going to make a trip out into the field anyway, but she's moved it up now to do this next week to get, as she put it, fresh eyes and ears on the case, to hear directly for herself what's going on. And so that's going to happen next week, and the Air Force is going to make a number of other visits to these bases to try to get a handle on exactly how deep this scandal runs.
Robert Burns, National Security Reporter for the Associated Press, on the test cheating and drug use scandal in the Air Force Nuclear Missile Launch Force. Bob, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.